why Maria Zimbabwe, Lingani Chonanjani, Mtwakato Moshe, welcome Zimbabwe Moshe to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, Maria Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. We cannot give you this program live due to COVID-19. We're going to have to give this is a pre-recorded program. Nonetheless, Maria Zimbabwe, Tiripano Zilapa, we are here on our program, The Connection, with your boy, Mike Ove. We're coming to you, this program is coming to you from Studio 7, Voice of America, Maria Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020. Once again, I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, I'm Tshwarazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, ndinomgamshela imishongo yethu. Chebe Chitiki, welcome to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program. The talk is tackling anything and everything youth-related. Unfortunately, we're not able to give you this program live as per usual due to coronavirus. We're having to come to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C., and once again, this is a pre-recorded program. Nonetheless, Tripano, we are here on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Joining us is a paranya to a hospital. He deals with coronavirus cases and on. So I'm excited for you guys to hear this. Joining us tonight on The Connection is Dr. Trevor Chivandire. Once again, as we tackle the rise in COVID cases in Zimbabwe. Now, we also look to touch on another discussion, Panupa Chongwachetichwechbiki, here on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, we're also going to be touching on a discussion of a human rights violation, the discussion we've been touching on for the past couple of weeks. We're going to be continuing. However, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be placing focus on journalism, Zimbabwean journalist rights. We're going to be focusing on the freedom of speech and expression. Is it respected in Zimbabwe? We look to hear more from our young journalists that are going to be joining us here on The Connection later on tonight. But first up, health, health, health. As we speak, Maria Zimbabwe, according to Johns Hopkins University, and I quote, reading straight off their website, over 21,900,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. I repeat, 21,900,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. Over 774,000 people have died worldwide, and over 13,900,000 have recovered. So some positive news out there. As for Zimbabwe, our beloved nation, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, and for those that are watching the stream, as usual, the visual is available on the stream. So if you're listening via radio, I urge you to come to our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebelenipa, VOA Studio 7, soon after, because we're going to be showing the graphics. And for those that are watching it post, thank you so much for joining us. As we speak, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, 5,308 COVID cases, people have tested positive for Zimbabwe, 135 deaths, and over 3,848 people have recovered. So I repeat, the numbers stand as 5,308 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 135 people have died from COVID-19, and 3,848 recovered from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Now, once again, while still on the same tweet, the latest information released by the Ministry of Health does not show the cumulative amount of tests that have been conducted to date. However, it does highlight the amount of PCR tests that were conducted yesterday, and 898 PCR tests were conducted yesterday. Without further ado, Maria Zimbabwe, let us head over to our interview with Dr. Trevor Chivandire of Parinyatwa Hospital. Earlier on, I mentioned Dr. Chivandire works directly with COVID cases in the country. So I'm super excited for everyone to learn more about the work he's doing, what they're encountering. I think it gives us more in-depth, more understanding of what's happening in Zimbabwe coronavirus-related. So let's head over to the interview I had with Dr. Trevor Chivandire.
hongu zvinokanganisa kubatwa kwebasa nokuti I think zvino tongozikanwa kuti kana vanhu vasiri panzvimbo yavo it means kuti pane chinenge chisiri kutokwanisa kuitika kana kuti ivo vashoma vacho vanenge vapinda vanenge vava kufanira kuti vabate basa rivakawanda zvinova zvinhu zvinoivawanzira basa kana kuti kuvaita overwhelm especially nepatasvika pari zvino nekupararira kuri kuita coronavirus vanhu vari kurwara vanonida kuti vapinde muchipatara vari kuramba vachingowanda zuva nezuva saka ende nokudaro futi I think zvinhu zvinozikanwa kuti vana chiremba vanosiyana mabasa avanoita tikatarisa iki zvino patiri kubata basa vana chiremba vari kuwanikwa ike zvino nguva dzose ndivana chiremba vanongoita nezvekupa mapiritsi anonzi mafizishen and then vamwe varwere vanouya vaine zvimwe zvirwere zvinozonidha vamwe vana mazvikokota hatisi kukwanisa kunatsokuvabatsira nokuda kwekuti tinenge tisina vana chiremba vane ruzivo rwakakwana pamusoro pezvo vanenge vachirwara nazvo
pari zvino pati pashaya vanhu vangani vanouya kuchipatara chepari Rinyatwa vachitsvaga kurapwa
Kubva zvatazarura mamikova yedu ndingati tarasikirwa nevanhu vanokwana kuita makumi maviri nevatanhatu 26 vazhinji vacho vakanga vaine mamwe matambudziko avaiva nawo pamusoro pechirwere checoronavirus zvichidaro futi tinoona kuti vakanga vari vanhu vanga vari vechikuru avozve vakanga vauya vaine coronavirus disease yakanga yakati nyanyei iya yatinoti severe disease
tiitsananguriro kuti pamunoti muri kurapa vanhu munenge muchivarapa sei vanhu vane chirwere checoronavirus
hakusati kwava nemushonga wati wawanikwa ukapruviwa kuti zvokwadi uyu unodzivirira chirwere checoronavirus kana kuti uyu unorapa uchipedza chirwere checovid-19 saka mukurapa covid-19 tinoita yatinotiyo supportive management so kuti munhu uyu anenge aine oxygen shoma muropa rake tinomuisa paoxygen and then kana asingachakwanisi kuwana oxygen yekumadziro tine mishina yatinayo yatinoisa inokwanisa kupa imwe oxygen yakawanda and then tinovapazve mishonga inobatsira kunyaradza marwadzo nekuti vamwewo vanouya vaine chirwadzo chine chirwadzo chemuchifuva tine mishonga zveyatinopa inonzi masteroids iyo yakaproviwa kuti inobatsira vanhu vanenge vaine chirwere chakanyanya chiya chatinoti severe disease tinemwe mishonga zveyatinopa inobatsira kutetepesa ropa nokuda kwekuti varwere vedu vanenge vakangogara pamubhedha havana zvizhinji zvavari kuita saka ropa ravo rinokwanisa kugwamba saka tinovapa atinoti blood thinners anobatsira kutetepesa ropa ravo nokudaro tinorapazve zvimwe zvirwere zvinouyawo nevanhu ava
muri kusangana nevechidiki vakawanda here vane chirwere ichi
ndingati kubva zvatatanga kuvhura senda yedu musi wa9/10/2020 tine varwere vashomana nazvikuru vatingati vana vadiki mudikisa watakava naye muchipatara chedu akanga aine makore 13 uyo akanga aine zvimwe zvikonzero zvaakanga apindira muchipatara zvisiri zvokuti akanga aine zvinhu zvairatidza kuti ane chirwere checovid-19 komana ucha akanga atopindira muchipatara kuti tingomuwedzera ropa asi zviri kuitika ndezvekuti kana munhu achinge angowanikwa kuti ane PCR result kangobuda ikechi une covid hauchatokwanisi kuwana rumwe rubatsiro pane zvirwere zvavo inazvo zvinoita kuti ukwanise kubatsirika muzvipatara tichibva pane uyane 13 mumwe wacho akanga aine 22 akanga awirawo zvimwewo zvaakanga ainazvo zvaiminitsa zvisiri actually kuti akanga aine chirwere checovid chaida kuti chirapiwe vadiki vari kuita mapositive result however pavanouya kuchipatara havauyi nokuda kwekuti vari kuda kuti varapwe chirwere checovid asi kuti vanenge vaine mamwe matambudziko avainawo anenge achida kuti arapwe vasiri zvavo vazhinji vechindiki vari kuuya ndisingaziva hangu munharaunda nekuti isusu papari Rinyatwa hospital tinongorapa vanhu vanenge vachida kuti vaonekwe nachiremba zviri kuda kwekuti vanenge vaine zvimwe zvinovanetsa kana kuti chirwere chavo checoronavirus chinenge chakanyanyisa chiri ichiya chatinoti chiri sevhiye kwete chishoma chacho chinonzi chiri mild
Dr. Trevor Chivandire, Parinyato Hospital, I was noted as a Kuru Doc. Muri Zimbabwe, that was Dr. Sheva Chiwandre of Parinyatwa Hospital. He works directly with COVID cases at Parinyatwa Hospital. He was basically breaking down his experiences, what they've seen so far, what they've encountered at Parinyatwa Hospital. One thing I found really interesting about what came out of the interview with Dr. Chiwandre is that he highlights how at Parinyatwa Hospital, it's not a reflection of what's happening across the country, but at Parinyatwa Hospital so far, he's encountered more older people in comparison to young people. He highlights the two young cases that they've encountered so far. One is 13 years old and the other is 22. One thing he highlights is that a lot of these young people are coming with people who already have complications or what we call other ailments or other diseases. You remember last week with Dr. Snemeza, we touched on that, people with diabetes, people with asthma. These are some of the things that Dr. Trevor Trandre is saying that they've encountered when the young people come in for treatment at Parinyatwa Hospital. Another thing he highlights is how the current doctor strike is affecting them or their workload. He's saying that at Parinyatwa Hospital, they now have to, each person has to double up because there's not enough work people. Now, if you're wondering how coronavirus is affecting the second largest city in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo, Bontuthuthatunga, we have the answer for you. Let us head over to an interview that we had with Community Podium, the founder of Community Podium TV, Nkosikhona Dibidi. Dibidi and Community Podium TV have a program that targets towards educating residents of Bulawayo about the effects of coronavirus. So let's head over to the interview that we had with Dibidi to learn more about how COVID-19 is affecting Bulawayo. As we speak, Bulawayo is the second largest impacted city in Zimbabwe behind Harare with over 1,200 cases. So let's hear what Dibidi had to say about the impact of COVID-19 on Bontuthuthatunga.
Bulawayo, basically, people, the Bulawayo City Council particularly has tried to give us updates, a log sheet update of cases step up by step up. So like our highest top five, here's Country Park, there is Mkanwini, there is Kudumane. So they've tried to tabulate it in such a way that people can then understand from their particular step ups coronavirus imikanjani, and that has helped a lot in terms of sensitization. But however, the voices on the ground are, yes, Mhlale Country Park, it is the highest COVID-19 cases, but what am I supposed to do? Is there anything unique that Jengiz Zakabizi we can do, or we just get to know and see what we can then do? So the information has come through. The log sheet from council comes in mostly, it's like a weekly kind of an issue. So, but the main issue is the residents themselves are saying, okay, then what? What should we do with that particular information? Does it mean those people are versus Indlini, Konalape, a country park, for example, or they've been isolated somewhere, or they are safe under isolation? So those are the gaps that then come with that kind of information, where people will say, which man is in city in Sezenja.
So now, with this information, and it's good that the Bulawayo City Council is trying to break down to make people understand where it's most, you know, where the hotspots are in Bulawayo. But now with this information, I remember we've done a couple of interviews. I've also spoken to other people in Bulawayo, and a lot of them were complaining about the things that are happening in the high density suburbs. And they were saying that people in the high density suburbs seem to not take coronavirus seriously. And now that this information is being decimated and people are understanding which areas most prevalent and so forth, are people in the high density suburbs now responding better to coronavirus? Are they now wearing masks and so forth?
Well, not really, because I'll base my comment on what I saw yesterday and today, because there's no water like in the high density, in all the high density suburbs. It says Boranen, less than say local Zenini, it's just a lot, and people are failing to adjust because most of them don't have masks. However, city council police have tried to find a way to get those people to wear masks, as in which you don't get water when you don't get masks. when you don't have a mask. But however, people will then exchange masks konalapo because they feel like I can't go back home to get a mask. And mostly it's kids that are sent by parents, konapanes, poraneni. So it's a, the response has not changed in a way to say, okay, we are in Kulumane here as Zameni Nwagiti to do social distancing and have a community kind of organizing kind of response. People are taking each day as it comes. People are selling whatever they are selling. People are going as poraneni without masks. And it's frightening because that information is already available, but I'm not sure how best it can be done. And also, you could see people going into the CBD in Namazukolan. We are told about at least Lapana Eguma roadblock for checking. People have all sorts of stories why they need to go to town. So the stories are not really related to COVID-19, but it's about I need to go to town, get something to sell or get my life going, and that's the attitude that I feel is on the ground.
That's scary. So now, with all this mind, I've spoken to health experts and they're saying that this is what leads to the demand for re-education of COVID-19, for people to understand what COVID-19 is and how dangerous is this. Would you say people have a good understanding of what it means to be to have COVID-19? Or is it something where they're keeping the mentality of, you know what, I'm at hungry at home anyway, so I might as well go out?
Well, I think we need that kind of, at this point, we need that kind of education, Leana, Eogutkona, let the survivors speak, let those who have survived, let's have a lot of interviews with the survivors themselves. So that they tell us what's really going on, what this real COVID-19 is all about. Because many people feel, or a family member, it's fine. And there's this whole, particularly in Blair, there's this whole, who compare equally as in Zimbabwe, rather, I will not say Zimbabwe, but equally the Blair. The president of South Africa mentioned he reviewed the lockdown regulations in South Africa 2 days ago. They also feel that must be done here because and the education that we are discussing about is very key. However, people don't want to hear wash your hands, cover your wear a mask, sanitize, social distancing. That gospel, it seems, is now falling on deaf ears. But now people maybe can have maybe conversations around those who have been affected. Since we've got these high numbers, like council has broken down for us in terms of where they are, why not have conversations from the survivors themselves? I know there's issues of stigma, and that could actually then sensitize people on what should one do or what the other person did. To recover and things like that. The number of deaths are increasing. Local transmission is higher than the returnees at this point. So we need to have conversations around that. It's not the community. Maybe repackage the information, not the way we had done it before.
Right. Debiti, as soon as you have a little bit of a sikhangela inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus koBulawayo is number 2 elizweni. Kulabantu abedlula 1200 abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, kulabantu abayi 27 asebebhubhile. Abantu koBulawayo bathini ngokumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane edolobheni leli?
Abantu ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus kulokwethuka okuncane nje, ngeke ngisho okukhulu kakhulu, okuncane nje ukuthi khona abantu sebengikhona bebona ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane lo ngumkhuhlane okhona. Njalo idorobha lekhansili yedorobha lakwaBulawayo isiyenze imizamo yokuthi khona i-ET breakdown, ukuthi abantu laba bele coronavirus basendaweni ziphi, endaweni lapho esihlala khona. So kulula kathesi ukuthi ngikhangele lapho enhlala khona ukuthi kulabantu abangaka njalo abafileyo, sikhangela i-logsheet leyana yekhansili. So khonkhana kuyancedisa njalo ukuthi khona kube le-awareness ukuthi hhayi akuseyo esingathi yi-business as usual, sokulohlupho lapha endihlala khona. So ngizayenzani njengesakamizi ukuthi khona i-corona le ingambambi lami njalo inga spread ilula. So yiyo into ekhona kathi esikhobulayo ukuthi abantu sebekwazi ukuthi kulento enje esigabeni. Kodwa osokushota ke kathi sikuthi nxa kulento enjalo esigabeni kungenziwani njengesigaba, not njengebulawayo, njengesigaba semganwini kungenziwani ukuthi ama-numbers nayo ingacontinue ekhwela, njalo lawa abantu nxa siphila labo khona lapho baphila bengaphi, kwenzekwani, njalo nxa sihlangane ezindaweni ezingamavinkilini, so abantu kumele benzeni extra ongayisikugqoka ama-mask nje kuphela.
Ngifisa ukuthinta udaba singathi ngesiNgisi i-healthcare system koBulawayo. Siyezwa abantu abaningi bekhalala besithi isibhedlela abodokotela labongi njengoba betshengisela kulabantu abalutshwana ngempela abasebenza khona. Abantu bathini njengoba abanye bayakhalala besithi ngesikhathi se-COVID lesi kukhanya ngani lokhu kuyinto okwethusayo kakhulu?
Khathesi sikhangelisisa khathesi akula madokotela lamanesi ezibhedlela lapha usizo ongaluthola lulutshwane kakhulu. So izakhamizi zakoBulawayo nje jikelele into ekhona ukuthi khona kunzima kathesi ukuthi uye esibhedlela u-expect ukuthi uzasizwa. Abaningi sebephonga ugijibela emaclinic class eduzane yakakhansili bekuza ukuthi kungabe kuthwani benze njani lani lani. So izakhamizi eziningi sezigijimela emaclinic la eseduze ngoba ezibhedlela lezi ezinkulu ompilo o-UBH laba ukhanya ingani akulancedo ongaluthola kakhulu ngaphandle ukuthi uthole kungela manesi ugcine suthwala nzima futhi ukuthi ungenza njani. So iningi labantu sebegula besezindlini beklinikhi yona leyo eseduzane labo yikho osokukhona kathesi.
Njengoba eningi labantu bakhanya ngani ushilo ngempela ukuthi koBulawayo akusela amanzi, siyabona njalo izibhedlela zivaliwe, abantu bakhanya ngani ungabanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane ayikubhekane ngenkinga ekhulu. Abantu bathini ngokuzama ukuvikela lo mkhuhlane?
Ekuvikeleni umkhuhlane lapho nginanzelele something ukuthi njengenhlanganiso siye saxoxisana lo councilor oka ward 25 bebekhuluma ukuthi uhulumende sethe khona benze ama ward based task force committees. So sim interview yakho abawesithi hayi bazama ukuthi benjani bencedisane lezakhamizi kuma ward lapho ukuthi kule ndawo ezicongested kakhulu eziyazwa lezo sporaneni kulabanye abalamashabini kulabanye emagrosa kwangakuya kuphithiza
abasebenza ngalesikhathi lockdown.
Maye babo akugidwa kuyafiwa, abantu bagida bagida nsuku especially Friday Saturday kulamashabini aziwayo. Lathi kwesinye isikhathi bayasithega abantu ukuthi hey kule shabhini enje enjube esihluphile and vele akula muntu obotshwayo khona lapho. So abantu lonke besaphila impilo yabo as usual kuyesavisa kodwa njalo usunazele ukuthi khona nxa kungaba lama ward based task force khona la ukhansela ukuthi khona azancedisana lamanye ama-stakeholders anjenge amapholisi ukuthi izakhamizi zakho ukuthi hayi kunambe nje kule party la abantu bagcwele bayenza lokho bese bebona ukuthi bengancediswa njani ngamapholisa into ezinika zona lezo. Kodwa kutshengisela njalo khona lokhu kutshengisela njalo ukuthi abantu abasekho ku-coronavirus, abantu sebefuna ukuphila impilo zabo beqhubekele phambili. But okuyi-hot spot kathi esikobulawayo kusezibhoraneni ngoba kulamanzi.
The founder of Community Podium TV, Nkosi Khona Dibiti. Thank you so much, Dibiti, for taking time out to join us on The Connection. We're going to be having him again a little later when we're going to be talking about the journalist situation. However, for now, Dibiti was touching on how coronavirus is affecting the nation's second largest city, which has registered over 1,200 coronavirus cases. Dibiti is highlighting how people seem to be turning a blind eye or the information that is constantly given out wash your hands, wear a mask, social distancing, is now falling on deaf ears because people are focused more on the troubles, that the day-to-day troubles that they're facing. Amongst them is the shortage of water, and of course the issue of food shortages in Bulawayo during the national lockdown. Now, for those that do not understand as to what's leading to these shortages, one of the things, the thing that a lot of people seem to be complaining about is, as we speak, Zimbabwe currently has over 90% of people who are part of, who formulate the informal sector. Now, with the national lockdown in place, a lot of these people cannot work. And so when they're going out there, they're looking for means to break bread and to make, find some food. What do the listeners have to say about coronavirus? Let's head over to some of our listeners and hear what they have to say about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Having a lilaba abalaleli bethu abahle, ibizo lami nguhlalani Mlotshwa. Asihlaleni ezindlini sizifikele emkhuhlaneni ongaka bakithi we-coronavirus. Singambi ebantwini abaningi. Siyenze njalo sigqoka amamaski, sigeze izandla ngezikhathi zonke. Ngiyabonga bakithi. Siyenzeni njalo ngoba singekeli ukwenza njalo. Sizakufa ngomkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus.
But the connection we need, you hear that our listener is saying, guys, let's wear masks, let's abide by the rules set by the national lockdown. Wear your masks, wash your hands for 20 seconds or longer, hand sanitizer if you do not have water, abide by the rules of the national lockdown. So just as a recap, once again, Muriel, Zimbabwe COVID cases in the country, over 5,300 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 135 deaths, and over 3,840 people have recovered from umkhuhlane of coronavirus. That means over 3,840 people have recovered from COVID-19. Makatira chongo chini chwe chiki, Muriel, Zimbabwe, uhlelo the connection, lilami uMike Hove. Tirarira himself, Jazz Signal, Muriel, Zimbabwe. You're hearing there, Sigi partnering with Roots Africa. The Anga Chimba Sigi. Sigi was singing there, and Jezai Maoko, wash your hands 20 seconds or longer. And don't forget, if you do not have water, sanitize. Wear your mask when you leave the house. Social distancing must be respected. Jazz Signal was saying it there for himself. Chirongo, the connection with any microwave earlier on, Muriel, Zimbabwe, we were touching on COVID-19 and how it's affecting the nation. But now, when I kick-started this program, I highlighted that the discussion is not just ending on COVID-19, we're also touching on the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been touching on human rights and what's been happening. So the Zim Lives Matter hashtag. We saw the African Union, we saw people calling on SADC, we saw the South African envoy coming in, and recently we saw the pastors, the church also entering on the situation, highlighting their thoughts on the human rights situation in Zimbabwe, pleading with President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to respect human rights in Zimbabwe. Now, one of the things that recently came out also last week was we saw Amnesty International also taking upon the same issue, discussing that and highlighting human rights violations in Zimbabwe. Amongst them is also the United Nations, who in July highlighted their concerns with regards to human rights violations during the national lockdown. Before we continue our discussion, let's head over to a clip of the United Nations to hear their thoughts, to hear what they had to say about human rights in Zimbabwe.
We are concerned at allegations in Zimbabwe which suggest that the authorities may be using the COVID-19 pandemic as a pretext to clamp down on freedom of expression and freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Merely calling for a peaceful protest or participating in a peaceful protest are an exercise of recognized human rights. We're also concerned at reports of police using force to disperse and arrest nurses and health workers for infringing lockdown restrictions as they were trying to protest for better salaries and working conditions. Now, it's clear that COVID-19 has added greatly to the challenges that Zimbabwe faces amid a deteriorating economy and placed a further burden on an already struggling health sector. While recognizing the government's efforts to contain the pandemic, it is important to remind the authorities that any lockdown measures and restrictions should be necessary, proportionate, and time-limited, and enforced humanely without resorting to unnecessary or excessive force. We encourage the government to engage with civil society and other stakeholders to find sustainable solutions to grievances while ensuring that people's rights and freedoms are protected in accordance with Zimbabwe's human rights obligations. These include the responsibility of the state to guarantee economic, social, and cultural rights.
Well, you heard it there from the United Nations folks. They're touching on their thoughts on human rights, alleged human rights violations in Zimbabwe. Earlier on, I also touched on the fact that organizations such as Amnesty International also recently issued statements highlighting their thoughts, and they seem to be echoing very similar sentiments to what the United Nations representative just said. They're saying there are human rights violations in Zimbabwe. However, Amnesty International also touches on something that we're looking to zone in on today, the freedom of expression, the freedom of right, the right to freedom of expression, the right to freedom of speech. So we decided let's zone in on journalism because one of the things that Amnesty International highlights is that journalists' rights are being violated in Zimbabwe. But before we head over to our young journalists to hear what they have to say, let's head over to what ZANU-PF youth have to say, what government has to say about the alleged human rights violations. Let's head over to an interview we had with Alex Gakande, a ZANU-PF youth member.
There is no violation of human rights in Zimbabwe, especially in the case of Wopo Chingone and Jacob Ngarivume. These people were inciting violence and evidence is there. It happened in Australia. A journalist was arrested. Don't mix profession with criminality. He's also a farmer. Why are people not describing him as a farmer? Why are we not seeing farmers convening a press conference to say release a farmer? He's also a family man. Why is it that the Chimono family is not convening for a press conference to say, you know, there are human rights abuses? If you commit a crime, be it you are a minister, be it you are a governor, be it you are a mechanic, be it you are a carpenter or a builder, you are arrested for the reasons that you are suspected to have committed a criminal offense. And an arrest is lawful. There is nothing unlawful in an arrest. Denial of bail is at law. Above all, his lawyers are making money. These people wanted to cause Zimbabwe to degenerate into chaos, to create a Somalia in Zimbabwe, to set citizens of Zimbabwe against the government. The level of confrontation they wanted to cause havoc in Zimbabwe, to cause violence, so that they justify intervention of NATO. Because it's a deal by the Americans to say provoke the government. When the government responds, then we intervene under the banner of saying, no, security forces are abusing people, are terrorizing people, are brutalizing people. There is no nation under the world which will tolerate inciting of violence and overthrowing of the government. These so-called local journalists, they are not journalists, they are activists, people who are paid to speak hate, to spread hate against their own country. There are no violations. If the United Nations thinks that there are violations, human rights violations in Zimbabwe, they must come in, on ground and meet with the Zimbabweans, and they will see if there are human rights violations. Their human rights violations happening in Zimbabwe are those fronted by Americans, imposing illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe, making the Zimbabwe economy to scream, making Zimbabwe to suffer, not whatever they are saying.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you heard there from Alex Gakande, ZANU-PF youth member. He's echoing the sentiments of ZANU-PF. His beliefs as a ZANU-PF youth member, his beliefs as a young Zimbabwean, his beliefs as a Zimbabwean himself. He's highlighting and saying, these journalists are not journalists by profession, they're activists. These are judging based on the sentiments that have been echoed by Hoko Chingono and Jacob Ngarivume. Now, this is a similar stance that has been, similar sentiments that have been echoed by ZANU-PF Director of Information, Tsafazo Mgwali. It's a similar position that government has taken with regards to human rights violations. Uhulumende was Zimbabwe government. Uhulumende kamungabili Emmerson Mnangagwa has said, there are no human rights violations in Zimbabwe. Hence why they were excited to see that the discussion of human rights were not tabled at the recent SADC conference. Now, let's head over back to Nkosi Kona Dilidi. He is the founder of Community Podium TV. He is a journalist in his own right. To hear his thoughts on what's happening, and then we're also going to talk to the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, Leopold Munende, and we're going to speak to other people who are young who can speak on the issue. First up, Nkosi Kona Dilidi. Let's hear what Dilidi has to say.
The work of journalism in Zimbabwe is very hard, I should say. You are always looking over your shoulder before doing stories, before doing interviews. Why? Because that component of reporting what someone is already is sharing with you, it happened to them, it has become criminalized. Where I'm not at liberty to share it freely and say there is someone in Makwekwe who is facing, who has faced this situation, and they've been beaten up or they are being followed. It's not easy to report that anymore because you are actually viewed as someone who's perpetrating an anti-government or a regime change agenda. While our role as media is to also protect, help people to be protected against human rights violations, which then after that, you are not free yourself and it becomes a problem. So that's the case that we are facing as the media in Zimbabwe, because we are not able to work freely as the media. We are not able to take photos or videos of what's happening on the ground as the media. So you find that particularly the security forces, they don't want cameras. They don't want any recording whatsoever. You get into trouble, whether a journalist or not, for recording anything. So it gets us into a position where you are not so sure about your safety. You are looking over your shoulder to say, okay, who's looking at me as I do my job? Mm-hmm. So that's the hard part around the human rights crisis in Zimbabwe.
You touched on the issue of an anti-government agenda. We've heard sentiments coming from ZANU-PF, saying from government itself, saying that there has been some members of the civic society, there has been some members of, I guess for lack of a better word, we'll say journalists who are not under the government themselves that are pushing an agenda that is trying to topple the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. You're a young journalist, you work in the country, and you've touched on some of these issues. What is your reaction to those sentiments?
It's scary. It's frightening. Actually, it's like you have to hide your yourself under the sand for some time because you are not so sure whether you are in the radar of civilians around the work that you do as a journalist, which is very hard because coming from a government perspective, and that's the government that rules, and that's the country where you practice your journalism. It's very hard for us, particularly young journalists, who are seeing our big brothers in the media sector being incarcerated for more than 27 days, like Hopo Chingono, because of reporting, of doing what I would say I would have done if I had received the information. And it's not nice. And we've seen Mtutu Zimatutu as well, Zim Life, his young brother was incarcerated, tortured, because they were looking for him. So those are the issues that then drain our efforts or our work in terms of, okay, what do you then do when our brothers and sisters in the sector face this because of reporting or practicing journalism in the country? And hence the sentiments also add into that kind of a dilemma that we are in, to then say, okay, what do you talk about? What do you not talk about? What voices do you give? What voices don't you give? Those are the issues that then come into your mind before you do certain things. So it's a tough environment for us to work, actually, because the sentiments from the governments are actually warning shots. So we don't know what is yet to come.
Now, I'm always curious. I've spoken to a lot of aspiring journalists, people who are in college, and some of them echo the sentiments that you just echoed to say it's become a scary thing to want to venture in. What kind of impact do you think this has on the future of journalism in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think the impact is huge. Why? Because you find that when you are doing stories and you want to have conversations, particularly with young people, focusing on young people, you find that many don't want to be on video. They don't want their names there. Mm-hmm. They would rather use pseudonyms. They are not interested to be known that this is their view about a particular subject. So you find that freedom of expression is shrinking. However, those who are supposed to facilitate that freedom of expression, who are journalists and other stakeholders, can't do that anymore, because everyone will be thinking about their safety before they speak out. Others will be thinking, if I speak out, will there be freedom after expression? So those are the issues that then bring the profession itself into a kind of a standstill, because those who are already practicing, or those who are practicing, have experience in practicing, are already facing the repercussions of doing practicing journalism. What more as young journalists, what more aspiring journalists, even worse?
Nkosikona Tibiti of our community Podium TV highlighting his thoughts on what's currently happening with regards to journalists' rights. Mune Zimbabwe makatirira chirongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMichael Hove. Let's head over to some of our callers to hear what they have to say about human rights in Zimbabwe, what they have to say about some of the sentiments that have been echoed today on our show and recently by government and recently by our journalists themselves. Let's hear what the callers have to say.
Tinokutendai nechipo chamunotipa mune chipo chekutaura chokwadi muchitipa nhau dzechokwadi. Tinokutendai mukati menguva dzino. Ini ndinoda kupindura baba vanonzi vamugwada vasataure vachidaro. Tafadzwa mugwadi mudhara iwe usataure zvakadaro. Oti mabhishopu vashaya chegumi muchechi, akudza kuti vashaya chegumi ndiani? Tiri kubvisa chegumi mumakereke, nyango kereke dzisingapindwe. Chegumi tiri kubvisa tichipa mabhishopu edu. Ehe, makereke edu atinopinda.
Salibonani basakazi nabathandi beStudio 7 lonokhuluma ngoGift Sondo kumfo kwaNdlovu lapha nePlump endaweni yakoGambo. Basakazi ngiyazibuza kona la ngiyaziphendula. Sizwile laphana uArchbishop wamaKatolika ekugxeka ukuthi no kukhona into ezweni into azihambi kahle, sabona bemthuka uMalema sambone sisho ukuthi kukhona okungahambi kahle ezweni, sambona izana imthuka. Sizwile uAce Mahashule la ikhuluma ukuthi kukhona okungahambi kahle eZimbabwe, sabona izana imthuka. Sabona laphana oChinono begxeka ukuthi kule corruption ezweni, sabona izana imthuka imbopa. Ama civil servants ayatsho ukuthi leya kusima living wage lawa esawafundelayo esikolweni siya ema-university, sikwabona izanu abanye bebotshwa abamanyunyana. Siyabona ama-opposition party abona amayigxeka izanu abotshwa. Into engizibuza yona yokuthi kathi izanu yona kubo bonke abantu laba abayigxekayo, bonke barongo, yona yiyo yodwa ehlala i-right. It's time manje ukuthi izanu kizinuka amakhwapha amadoda. Ngiyabonga ngokuhlala ngizethembisa.
Sandukonga abalaleli bethu beStudio 7, thank you so much kunavateereri vedu vari kutshumira maondoro avo pamusoro pezvenyaya iyi yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa. We're hearing there from our VOA Studio 7 listeners who are spreading their opinion on human rights in Zimbabwe. The first listener there was very, very highlighting how unsatisfied they are by the sentiments recently echoed by the ZANU-PF Director of Information, Mr. Thokozo Mngwadi himself, who was touching on the pastoral letter that was recently issued by the churches. Basically, the lady there is saying the sentiments that somebody echoed, which basically said along the lines of the churches should not be highlighting issues that, according to them as a party, according to government, are not true. He says they shouldn't do that. However, some of the wording he used is what made the listener unnerved. Now, another listener, the second listener who was speaking, Debele Gift, was touching on his thoughts on how everything somehow that is being supported by the international community. We saw people like Malema coming out and standing a lot in solidarity with the opposition and MDC and Zimbabwean youth that feel as though there are a lot of human rights violations happening in the country. We also saw celebrities such as AKA, Casper Nyovest, Boiti, and others tweeting hashtag Zimbabwean Lives Matter. We saw other members of the international community coming together in solidarity, saying Zimbabwean Lives Matter, the human rights situation should stop. However, government nonetheless is very insistent, saying that this is not true. There are no human rights violations in the country. So the second listener was doubting that, saying, how is it possible that everyone else has it wrong but ZANU-PF? Now let's head over to the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, YOJA, Leopold Munende, who touches on his experiences and whether or not the freedom of expression is being crippled in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe yatikanzi tichakupai na vamunangagwa muna 2017 haisiri iyo yatirikurarama mairi. Yatirikurarama mairi iZimbabwe ya President Robert Mugabe. Yange kazara kutya. Chese chavaiita kuti ndikataura chakadai ndichaitwei ndozvavamo. Kusungwa kwaita vatapi venhau vakaita sana Sam Takawira, French Chikore, Munashe Chokodza neni. Hapasisina chakachinja. Zvinhu zvatova wese. Takutotya. Especially isusu.
Hurumende yava Mnangagwa inoti achisi chokwadi chekuti kune kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika. Vakabata nyaya yava Hope Chingono nava Jacob Ngarivhume vakati vaviri ava vari muusungwa pari zvino nepamusana pekuti vakashandisa dande mutande kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude neuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira. Panguva iyo nyika iri pasi pechirongwa chelockdown. Vakati zvekare kune vanhu vari kushanda nemazvo vari kuedza kupidigura hurumende yava Mnangagwa. Semutapi wenhau, mashoko aya munomatambira sei?
Isu tisu tinogara muZimbabwe, tisu tinorohwa nemasoja, tisu tinorohwa nemapurisa. Musi wa31 ndakatenderera Harare, nyaya dzandainzwa dzaiitika, masoja achipindira vanhu mudzimba, masoja achingomisa vanhu achirova, inyaya dzandakanyora, ndataura nevanhu vacho, ndaona vamwe mavanga acho. Zviri kuitika izvi, zvekuti vana Hope Chingono nevamwe vanhu vari kuti vakarohwa vari kunyepa vakabhadharwa, ndidzo nhema. Zvekuti Hope Chingono arida kuti vanhu vapinde mumastreet vachiputsa-putsa zvinhu, izvozvo ndinozviramba zvakare. Constitution yeZimbabwe inobvumira vanhu kuti varatidzire. Chechipiri, Constitution yeZimbabwe inobvumira vanhu kuti vataure zvavanoda. Chero hazvo zvine malimitations apo neapo, asi inozvibvumira. Ndizvo zvaingoita Hope Chingono. Hope Chingono iye akangoti ano, Zimbabwean lives matter. Chiri chinhu chakakosha ka, upenyu hwedu tese vemuZimbabwe hwakaita sei, hwakakosha.
Kune vechidiki vari kuona zvese zviri kuitika, vaimbove nechivimbo chekuda kuva mutapi wenhau, asi vave nemaundiro akasiyana. Vamwe vari kutsvaga mabasa kune dzimwe nyika, vamwe vari kutsvaga mabasa akasiyana, vachadi kuva mutapi wenhau. Mune mashoko ekuvapa here vechidiki?
Vakawanda vakutya kushanda basa iri. Asi chandinovaudza ndechekuti vasatya. Hurumende yedu yakagara kubva kudhara ichizviita. Unofanira kushinga woziva kuti journalism haisi yako. Journalism ndeyevanhu. Uri kuudza vanhu zviri kuitika munyika. Ukada kuti inini ndezvangu ndezvangu, wakutokanganisa uzivi basa rejournalism. Journalism ibasa rekuti uri kuudza vanhu zviri kuitika pano pasi. Uri kudzidzisa vanhu uchivayambira nezvinenge zvichiitika. Iwe unofanira kuzvimisira kuti aiwa ndavhundutsirwa sandivhunduki ndicharamba ndichita sei. Vachasvika pakunoita iwewe uchingonyora chokwadi. Kana ukanyora chokwadi, chero isusuwo tinomira newo sezvatiri kuita kuna Hope Chingono. Isusu tiri vechidiki tichiona nyaya dzinenge dzichinyorwa nana Hope Chingono, chero patwitter ipapo, tichitodzidzawo kuti iri ndiro basa remajournalist, iri ndo basa revatapi venhau.
All right, buddy, Zimbabwe, that was the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, YOJA, Leopold Munende. He was touching on his thoughts on whether or not the freedom or the right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech is being crippled on in Zimbabwe, and how they, as young journalists, are surviving. Now, the most important part that came out of this conversation from Leopold Mende, well, to me, that is, he highlights how for young journalists that are looking at the career right now and feeling as though they shouldn't embark on it, he highlights that journalism is all about uncovering the story. And so he says you must be strong, and you must understand that journalism is about uncovering the truth. And so even in tough situations, work hard, work and get your hands dirty and uncover the truth regardless of the situation. So that was Leopold Mende echoing the sentiments very, very similar to what Angosikona Diriti had to say about what is happening in Zimbabwe and how journalists are currently working. Let's head over to our listeners as we are about to wrap up our program with one more interview to go. But first up, the listeners. Let's hear what the listeners have to say.
ZANU-PF, tiyai kutukama bishop echikatorike, vanhu vakatumwa kubasa ramwari, varegei vaite basa. Isu semadzimai, atifari, nezvamunoita, hazvina kunaka. Mabishop anotibetsera zvikuru kunamatira mhuri dzedu, vana vedu, ndatenda hangu.
Makadiko pastudio 7 apo, ndetwawo Judha Uvasa ndiri kunopeta maRisbeck. Tambotaurawo ndichitsura mugwada, matauriro avo anoita aya haana kunaka. Vanhu vanoita zvamwari mabhishopu havatukwe, vanhu vamwari havatukwe, havapikiswi. Mungangonakidzwa zvenyu muchireverera zvinhu zvakaipa, asi kwamakubata uku kune zvemacheche magetsi vamugwadi. Please, please, zvamwari siyanai nazvo. Mimi mega mega mukuramba muchingosapota, kwenyu kuri kusaona here kuti zvinhu zvinomira mushe munyika? Kusazodaro vamugwadi.
Vateereri veStudio 7, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, sithanda kubonga abalaleli bonke abangenileyo kuhlelo namusha, kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much to all of our listeners that were spreading their opinions on COVID-19, that were also touching on the human rights situation, particular journalists' rights in Zimbabwe. Now, as we wrap up the conversation, let's head over to an interview that I had with Paida Sawurombe. He's a lawyer under the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Paida Sawurombe has represented some of our senior journalists that have been involved in similar circumstances. For example, Frank Chiore, independent journalist, freelance journalist. So let's hear what Paida Sawurombe had to say about human rights and journalist rights in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mike. First and foremost, I would want to acknowledge the statement by Amnesty International. What Amnesty International is saying in their statement is not something that is new or something that is peculiar being said by Amnesty International only. It is something that's being echoed even within the borders of Zimbabwe. It is something that journalists themselves have been echoing, have been talking about, mainly about journalistic rights. Mm-hmm. to freely work within the borders of Zimbabwe, produce content and broadcast such content to the audience in Zimbabwe. But as you would not and as you'd find, what then necessitated such a statement was the measure the government has been taking towards journalists, and in particular towards the private media or independent media. There has been a particular pattern or a particular fashion that the government has responded to independent and private media that has then necessitated this cry out, and which has now escalated to such international bodies like Amnesty International. Mm-hmm. Who are now coming out to also echo those same sentiments.
Now, Paida, when we talk about, you touched on government and the way that they're treating members of the independent media society in Zimbabwe. Government says these independent media players are working alongside some members of the civic society, opposition members, to remove President Emmerson Mnangagwa from office unconstitutionally. What do you have to say about that?
I think that's one area that one would really need to and the wide sense of what the government is trying to communicate. First of all, one would realize that there are guaranteed rights to journalistic or expression or freedom of the media. So journalists, let's say, one would then ask, what is their role in society? What is their role that they play in the media? Their role is to convey information, is to take information and convey it to the general public. So when then the government says that journalists are working with opposition in order to topple the government, that is the, in an unconstitutional way, perhaps the government need to fully explain how this is being done. A journalist creating content out of themselves and they simply spread it. A journalist creating fake content. What are journalists really doing? Because if it's one thing to seek to create content that is not there, or to create content by the journalists and they express their own sentiments and express them as sentiments of a certain grouping to the public. But it's another thing to actually take content that has been said, be it by civic society, be it by political parties, be it by activists, and convey such information. That then becomes another thing which is then governed by the constitution. So perhaps if the government is saying journalists are working with civil society to topple government, they then need to fully explain how this is being done. Because simply saying journalists want to topple the government, to me, without any explanation, it creates room for abuse, for arbitrariness in terms of the government now clamping down on journalistic expression. What is it that they say journalists are doing that needs to be expressed?
Mm-hmm. Now, I've had the pleasure of speaking to a lot of young people who are journalists, a lot of young people who are also aspiring to be journalists, and some of them have highlighted that the current environment in Zimbabwe is making it very difficult to become a journalist, because a lot of people are either A, trying to speak anonymously, or B, a lot of sources do not want to speak anymore because they feel as though the freedom of expression and speaking truth at times makes you a target. How, as a lawyer, what do you have to say about something like that? How true is
that? On the young journalists who feel as though government is not respecting people's rights to freedom of expression, therefore making their job difficult, I think with what has been ongoing in Zimbabwe, yeah, especially the targeting of your most senior journalists, currently we have very senior journalists, your Frank Chikore, your Hopo Chimono, who are currently facing charges before the courts of law. It makes the whole profession quite scary that if senior journalists are being targeted, what then happens to the young journalists? So that would be a fair assessment of the young journalists, but perhaps they need not fear, because the constitution itself provides the necessary framework to protect journalists.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Paida Saurombe, lawyer, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights member. He's represented a lot of senior journalists. Amongst them, you heard independent journalists, freelance journalists, Frank Chikore. He was touching on what's happening in Zimbabwe with regards to freedom of expression and the right to freedom of speech. Bona ndoko namhla muri eZimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi sesifikile mapetseleni ohlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Nasi muchirongwa, today on our program we were touching on our coronavirus, We had a doctor there who works for Parinyatwa Hospital who was basically breaking down his experiences as he deals hands-on with COVID cases in Zimbabwe. But just as a recap, as we speak, over 5,300 cases in Zimbabwe, 135 deaths, and over 3,840 recoveries. Now, because this program is pre-recorded, by the time we go on air, there's a big possibility that these numbers would have changed, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide. We have come to an end of our program, The Connection. Let's meet same time, same place, here on The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I go by the name of Mike Wobe. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune in to The Connection. Let's meet Pano Pachirongwa next week. Bye-bye!